1,000-watt multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley. New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia. The time is 3 p.m.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the program sponsor, advertisers, New World Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees. No decision should ever be made when solely based on advice heard on the radio. Please consult with a professional in the field before taking any action on information presented in this broadcast.
The following program is brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
It's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Radotti.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. Everyone has heard the joke, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. Worse are the jokes to start off with, I'm from the IRS. In this case, both of these jokes are wrong, since the IRS is actually here to help you fight a specific type of cybercrime. If you get an email from the IRS stating that you're under investigation, it's not real. In fact, the IRS stated that there are multiple scams that use their name in an attempt to install malicious Trojan horse software on taxpayers' computers. If you have been listening to this show, you know what happens next. The crooks use that software in an attempt to steal your identity and money. There are multiple versions of this scam, some directed against people and some directed against small businesses. The secret is to not open any attachments and do not believe the message. The IRS never sends out unsolicited emails. If you get one of these email messages and you want to help stomp out these crooks, forward the message to phishing at irs.gov. That's phishing, spelled phishing at irs.gov. The next scam that the IRS is trying to stop are fake IRS websites and fake free tax filing websites. Never click on a link in an unsolicited email. Instead, click on your browser's address bar and type in www.irs.gov. In that way, you know that you're going directly to the IRS and not to a fake website where they will use the information you enter for the purpose of identity theft. Next, if you receive an email offering free tax return filing, ignore it. This is another scam that's going around. These fake tax return filing sites will not only steal your information for the purpose of identity theft, but they will not actually file your tax return, which opens you to fines and penalties. To find a real free tax return, go to the IRS's website, and there's a page called Free File that will direct you to a real site. You can find this page at a rather hard-to-type-in address of www.irs.gov/efile/article/0, ID=118986,00.html. Or you can go to our website at www.betweentheminutes.com, click on the button on the orange bar titled Links, and you'll see a link to the IRS's free file page. Just in case you didn't get it all the first time, go to our website at www.betweentheminutes.com, click the button on the orange bar titled Links, and you'll see a link to the IRS's free file page. That will bring you right to it. The last scam we're going to discuss today is that inmates in prison are filing fake tax returns. According to CBS, this netted the inmates $39 million in 2009. The inmates use friends or stolen identities to file the fake returns. Inmates describe it as easy cash. Well, maybe it's easy cash for them, but it's hard cash for us and hard time for them when they get caught. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. You can also listen to us on our website at www.betweentheminutes.com. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the AASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Come on. The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State Area's new radio talk show featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. For the best in antivirus security, go to www.cyber.com. Let's get back to today's show and guest on Between the Minutes. Today joining us is Lee Whitaker, the Director of Communications for Sugar House Casino, the first casino to open in the city of Philadelphia. Lee, welcome to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. Just like the Sugar House Casino, our radio show is new to Philadelphia. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Pete. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
So I'm the Director of Communications at Sugar House. I've been at Sugar House now for almost 4 years. I'm not a person from the gaming industry. I actually came to Sugar House from the School District of Philadelphia. And before that, I worked in city council here in the city. And I'm a Philly girl, born, raised, grew up here, love it, never going to leave. And, you know, came to Sugar House because if we were going to have gaming in the city, we should make a good relationship with the city and have a good relationship with our neighbors and, you know, have a great walkway out back that we can all hang out at. And so here I am.
Wow. Now, I read your bio, and you're actually a licensed attorney. How did you get into this?
I am. Well, I'll be honest and tell you that, you know, being a lawyer was not something I ever wanted to do. You know, I didn't grow up thinking, oh, I'm going to be a lawyer. When I graduated from college, I worked at a nonprofit here in the city, and I knew at that point I had to go to graduate school, so law school is what it was. And when I came out, I went to work for city council, and so I got really involved in sort of community relations and external affairs and have loved it and have been there ever since.
And that led you to your current job at Sugar House.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Philadelphia's first casino opened its doors on September 23rd, 2010, and is built on the original Jack Frost Sugar Refinery location that was opened in 1881. So is that why you're called Sugar House?
Absolutely. You know, the sugar refinery was a big part of the local neighborhood, and a lot of the residents there worked at what they called the Sugar House. And so we wanted to make sure that we sort of paid homage to that history. So our restaurant is called one of our restaurants is called the Refinery. The other restaurant is called Jack's. We call it the Sugar House, you know, all to you know, preserve sort of the history.
So it's like, not when somebody's playing craps and they say, give me sugar.
Well, it's that too, but.
Okay. All right. And, you know, talking about that, you've got 1,600 slot machines, 4 gaming tables, several restaurants all under one roof. And, you know, what does this mean for the city of Philadelphia in the way of employment?
Well, we have about 1,000 employees right now. Originally, you know, before table games were launched, we thought that we would have about 500. Table games got approved in July of last year, so we were actually the first casino in the state to open with tables, and that bumped our numbers up to 1,000. We're actually right now have a plan to expand tables further, which will add another about 120 employees to our roster. So we're really excited. I mean, it was unheard of for a business to open in 2010 anywhere, and then to hire, you know, 1,000 people on top of that was just phenomenal. It was like the best, you know, it's the best job in Philly.
Not just that, but, you know, you were hiring people when everyone else was laying off. So,
right.
You know, that was a big help.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there was a lot of criticism before the casino opened. You know, many people were concerned about the casino, and, you know, they were worried about the casino bringing in crime and everything. What's the truth? What really happened now that you're open and everyone can see?
Well, now that we're open and everyone is seeing, we haven't increased crime. We haven't backed up traffic on Delaware Avenues. Our customers are not parking, you know, in front of our neighbors' houses, and we're really proud about that. I mean, you know, the safety and security of our employees and our guests, you know, is our top priority. And so we work very hard to make sure that people come and they have fun, that they're safe, you know, that there's good food to eat. There's a place to, you know, hang out on the back patio. And so we're really proud about that. You know, before I started and you know, before we opened, we spent a lot of time going door to door in the neighborhood, meeting with our neighbors, hearing what some of their concerns were. And a lot of their concerns were around, you know, some of the clubs and some of the other things, you know, on Delaware Avenue that had been problems. And so it was good for us because it helped to inform our development. You know, we said, look, our neighbors are concerned about, you know, a nightclub. Well, we don't have a nightclub, you know, and so we assured them that, you know, we don't have a nightclub, we don't have any plans for a nightclub, and we're not going to have, you know, 200, 300, 21-year-olds sort of spilling out on the street at 2 o'clock in the morning. And so they were concerned about traffic, they were concerned about parking, and so we made sure that, you know, we did all these traffic studies, that we work with the city, that we work with PennDOT to, you know, make sure that the traffic flowed. You know, we still today, at least once a week, I give a call to our neighbors that live right across the street, that sort of live, you know, on the riverside of, we call it the riverside of I-95, just to make sure everything is okay. Are you guys having problems? Do you see people parking in front of your street that you think are walking to the casino? You know, we check in with them and sort of make sure that they, you know, are okay and that we're not negatively impacting, you know, their lives. And we'll continue to do that. I mean, we always said we wanted to be a good neighbor and a good citizen, and we're going to keep that up.
So you really are working hard at being a good neighbor.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
It's important to us. I mean, our ownership group has always believed that, you know, the success of Sugar House, you know, has to be consistent with the success of Philadelphia. And so we can't, you know, be in the neighborhood and have a good development without being a good neighbor, too, and making sure that our neighbors are happy.
Why did the owners care?
Well, our owner group, you know, have done a lot of developments around the world, around the country, here in the United States and around the world, and it's always been important to them, you know, just for that reason, because you are a neighbor, because you want, you know, people to, you want to be successful, and you want the people who are close by or who are your neighbors or who may be positive, you know, affected, you want them to have a positive experience with you.
Okay.
It's the right thing to do.
I applaud that. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. The phone lines are open. You can ask Lee a question in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, toll-free, 1-877-667-9697. If you have any questions for our guest, call. She's here. She's happy to answer your questions. So, does the Sugar House Casino have any thoughts of expanding besides what you just mentioned?
Yes, our short-term expansion, like I said, is we're going to reconfigure the existing space in the building and add some tables. We've already filed a petition with the gaming board to do that. Our next phase, we're working through that now, but we'll include some additional gaming space, some additional restaurant space, and we're thinking through how to have some kind of event space because we get a lot of requests for banquets or breakfasts or baby showers, all kinds of things. And we want to have a space where people can come, especially because we have that great outdoor walkway and patio and view of the river. And so really have an opportunity to have to put some really nice events on at our place. And so I don't have a timeline on that. We're working through sort of the details now, but that'll be the next physical expansion of the building.
Any plans on adding a hotel to the casino?
Not immediately. I mean, down the line, we think, you know, a hotel or a condo tower or some additional retail on the site. So when we initially presented our plan to the city, we talked about, you know, a long-term plan that would include a hotel, an event center, condo tower, those kind of things. So eventually, yes, not in the first
Jobs is something we talk about a lot here on Between the Minutes. And we've had a lot of people come in with ideas, with, you know, different proposals for government to bring in more jobs. You actually brought in jobs. You just said outright 1,000 jobs day one. You're talking about all this expansion. If you're allowed to expand, if you're allowed to get everything, what are you talking about in the way of jobs, do you think, off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, in our next phase of expansion, we add about another 500 employees to the building, and we create another 500 or so construction jobs.
Wow, that's a lot of
About 500
so
permanent.
So 500 construction, and then what's that bring you to in the way of permanent full-time?
For a physical expansion, we'll be up at that point to about 1,700 permanent employees. Yep.
And then there's the trickle down because you're hiring services and buying food and things from other businesses in the area.
Absolutely.
So you're probably generating double that in the way of jobs.
Yeah, I mean, we actually are really proud that we do a lot of business in the city of Philadelphia. We buy all of our meat from George Wells Meats, which is right across the street from the casino. Love them. We buy from Federal Pretzel and Dietz and Watson and Bassett, you know, a lot of long-standing Philadelphia businesses. Isgro's Bakery does all of our baked goods in the casino, and so we're really proud about that. And, you know, again, it's this whole idea that, you know, we wanted to be a good neighbor, wanted to be a good good citizen in Philadelphia, and that means that you support other Philadelphia businesses, that you keep them going, you know, and that you get your goods and services from them. The other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, about 55% of our staff are Philadelphia residents. And so this idea of us being Philadelphia's casino, like, we really mean that when we say it. We mean we hire locally, we buy locally, we're local.
Well, in Las Vegas, they would call a casino like yours the hometown local casino. And that's what you're really trying to be, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're Philly's first casino, keeping our fingers crossed that maybe we'll be the only casino. I didn't say that out loud. But yes, absolutely. We are Philly's casino.
Right now, it looks like you're going to be the only casino. So, you know, and actually, you know, I like going to Las Vegas, and I go there for the shows. I've seen Blue Man Group. I've seen The Rat Pack is Back. I've seen more shows than I can remember, and they're great. What about shows at your place? Are you going to ever have any shows?
Eventually. I mean, unfortunately, in this first phase, you know, we opened a small facility. I mean, I won't rehash all the delays and things that we had, you know, the first couple of years after we got our license. But we opened a small facility, so we don't have an event space. But here's the thing that we have, you know, that I think makes us different from Parks in Chester and even the casinos in Atlantic City. We've got the whole city of Philadelphia. You know, so there are plenty of restaurants. There are plenty of event spaces. There are plenty of places that we can partner with in the city to send our customers to. You know, maybe they go see a show down at the Kimmel Center and we put them on a shuttle and bring them over to Sugar House, or send them down to Jose Garza's restaurant, you know, and have them come back and spend a little time with us. So, you know, the fact that we have a city that is so rich in amenities, we see as a positive, not as a negative, because we don't have, you know, an event center at our place. I mean, we've got the whole city of Philadelphia.
Wow. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Our special guest is Lee Whitaker, Director of Communications for the Sugar House Casino, Philadelphia's very first casino. You know, I know that timing is very important in any business where you deal with getting people into your place of operation. So does Sugar House Casino have any events or promotions coming forward? You know, what are you going to do to bring some people in?
Well, we have Jerry Blavitt as every Wednesday night from 5 to 7.
No, so. I didn't know that.
Yes, we have Jerry Blavitt every Wednesday night from 5 to 7. We're super excited about that.
So
Jerry
you
is
must
awesome.
Be really packed.
We are really packed on Wednesdays. He's been there. This is maybe this Wednesday, I think, will be his fourth week. He's been here. We're actually having this Wednesday, he's having like the welcome party. We're having a welcome party. It's called Mix, Mingle, and Jive with Jerry Blavitt. So really, really excited about that. And we always have a ton of promotions and events going on. I mean, if your listeners are looking for events and what's on the promotions calendar, they can always go on our website, www.sugarhousecasino.com, and get that information there. But we will have, during the course of the spring and into the summer, lots of events out on the deck, some entertainment. You know, it'll be the first time that we can really program and plan to enjoy that outdoor space, which is really nice. Because, you know, we opened in September, so we had about a month of the deck, you know, before it was too cold.
How big is that deck?
The deck fits about 150 people. It wraps around the restaurant. So if you've ever been in Sugar House Casino, the entire back wall is all glass. And those windows open up, you know, they fold in so that you can have nice indoor-outdoor events. And it overlooks the river. There's a beautiful view of the Ben Franklin Bridge. I mean, it is awesome, awesome, awesome out there.
Wow. So, you know, if I was to go there, I haven't been to your casino yet, okay? If
well,
I was to go
compete.
There, well, you know, because you don't have a bus. I go to Atlantic City, and the reason I go to Atlantic City is I pay $15 for a ticket. The bus picks me up 3 blocks from my house. I don't have to do anything. I sit on the bus. I get off at the casino. The casino hands me $20 in chips. If I eat at the restaurant in the casino, they give me a discount. So, yeah, I spend money. By the time I'm all done, I spend money. But it's relaxing. It's very enjoyable. Plus, if I get tired of gambling, I go out and walk the boardwalk a little bit,
right.
You know. Well, so what do you guys do for something like that? There's no buses to your place.
Well, we don't run our own bus program. We do have buses that come into the casino, and we do that very same thing. When we have tour operators that contact us and say, hey, we want to come down and bring a group of people, we will give them free play. We will give them a coupon for the you know, the Refinery or Jack's or wherever they want to eat, and we'll give them usually some kind of gift, a t-shirt or something, when they come. I think we have a minimum of 20 people for that, but we don't run our own bus program, but we do accept buses. We have a like you mentioned before, you know, we're sort of a regional casino. I mean, we a lot of our folks come within the immediate 25 to 50 square miles, a lot of people, you know, from right here in Philadelphia. We make it convenient for those folks. We do have a free shuttle that runs from Center City, South Philly, and Northeast, so they can come. But as we continue to grow and expand this facility, we will certainly, you know, implement some kind of bus program down the line. It's just because of our space limitations and because of our offer limitations, because, you know, we've got we're in the interim phase now, so we've got a small building. But as we continue to grow, all of those amenities will grow as well.
Well, like you said, you're new.
Right.
I mean, how many months are you open now?
Five. It'll be 5 months on the 23rd.
5 months.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. 5 months tomorrow.
There you go. Wow. And I want to remind everyone that the show is live, and you can ask Lee questions in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697, in New Jersey, toll-free, 877-667-9697. You're listening to Between the Minutes on 1540 AM WNWR. Now, I interviewed a bunch of people and asked them questions about the casino. Especially questions that would be embarrassing to ask you.
Okay? That's all right.
So here's the first rumor that's going around, that the casino is losing money and they're going to close.
Well, that is absolutely not true. We are doing very, very well. Our table games business is out of this world and better than I think we expected. And our slots business, I mean, anybody that's in the industry knows that you grow your slots business over time. And so because, you know, people who play slot machines typically play at several different casinos. You know, when they go to any place, it's not uncommon for them to sort of break out a deck of cards from Harrah's and Caesars and, you know, Borgata and any other place that they've ever played. And so it takes time to sort of build business on that side of the operation. But it is growing at a rate that we never thought it was going to grow. I mean, we are doing phenomenally well, better than we ever hoped that we would be doing at this stage, at this 5-month anniversary.
Why?
I think it's because we've got a good product. I think because we have a good location, it's convenient to get to. Parking is free. We have a awesome, awesome staff. I mean, you know, the table games are the same. The slots machines are the same as any other place. You know, I think what stands out for us is our location, the convenience, and the ability to get there. And we've got great employees that will work their butts off to make sure every customer that walks in that door has a fantastic time every time they come.
Now, I noticed that you're wearing a lucky horseshoe necklace. Do they really work? I mean, if I walked into the casino with a horseshoe, would I win?
Well, I'm not allowed to gamble in Pennsylvania, so it has not brought me that kind of luck. However, I will say it has brought me a great deal of luck in my regular life. You know, life's great. I got a great job. I got a great life. So I wear the horseshoe, and it's been working for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, that brings us to the next question, and that is people want to know. Everything's regulated. Everything's mm-hmm. regulated here in Pennsylvania. It's regulated in New Jersey. It's regulated in Las Vegas. It's regulated everywhere there's a casino. However, it's regulated by each state, so each state can set the odds differently. Mm-hmm. How many winners you're going to have per $100 played,
yep.
et cetera, okay? And everybody wants to know, what's the odds of winning in Pennsylvania in your casino versus Atlantic City or Las Vegas or something?
Well, I can't tell you about Las Vegas. I just don't know enough about the market, and we don't compare ourselves to the market in Las Vegas. They're all the way across the country. But I'll tell you that we generate just as many winners at Sugar House as Parks does and as Harrah's does, and all the casinos are in Atlantic City. I mean, we look at, I'll use an industry term, hold percentages. The gamblers out there will know what that means. And they are the same or very, very close. I mean, like indistinguishable to all of those properties. So we create just as many winners as the other casinos in Pennsylvania and the casinos in Atlantic City.
So there's no reason to really travel for winning. I mean, your odds of winning is just as good here at home as it is in Atlantic City or Las Vegas or somewhere else, Foxwoods.
Everybody's a winner at Sugar House.
Everybody's a winner at Sugar House. Oh, my. Okay. Tell me a little bit about the restaurants. What do you have?
We've got two restaurants. One is sort of a grab-and-go, a sandwich shop. You can get hoagies, you can get pastries, you can get gourmet salads, something to drink there. You can sit down in there, too. And then we have a full-service restaurant and bar on the rear of the property overlooking the river. And it's a standard menu. You can get – there's 5 or 6 different kinds of burgers. You can obviously get a cheesesteak because we're Philly's casino. But we have, you know, entrees, too, steak, salmon, you know, those kind of things. But just a traditional American fare restaurant.
Okay.
And it's delicious, too. I eat there 3 or 4 times a week.
I don't think I would be able to actually eat in a casino 3 or 4 times a week.
Listen, I love it. So, you know, when we have a lot of meetings or we have people come over, I want them to enjoy it. So we go to the
restaurant. So they have buffets, too?
We do not have a buffet. We do have, regularly scheduled events like, you know, Valentine's Day we had a buffet, New Year's Eve day we had a buffet. So we do program them like a brunch buffet, but we don't mm-hmm. have one regularly. They're usually special events.
Okay. And some of the casinos make a big deal out of their fresh seafood or fresh steaks or stuff like that. Do you guys have anything like that, or it's just a straight-up Philly restaurant?
Absolutely, and all of our food is fresh. I mean, like I said, George Wells is right across the street, and so the thing that we pride ourselves on is, you know, it's fresh food, locally grown, supporting the Philadelphia economy.
Okay. We get a lot of visitors here from other states, and we are always extremely pleased to feed them hoagies and cheesesteaks, and you just watch these people eat this stuff, and they just get this huge grin on their face, and they want to know, what is it that I'm eating? how do I get this back home? Sorry, you got to move to Philly.
Absolutely.
You're not going to get it here. So you're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. We'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about Cybersoft Operating Corporation. Cybersoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Cybersoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. Cybersoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of TownWatch Integrated Services, and Philadelphia needs you. We would like you to join the TownWatch group or start a TownWatch group in your community. To get in touch with me, you can reach me at 215-686-1459, or you can go to our website, www.townwatch.net, or you can go to philadelphia.gov, the Philadelphia website, and put in TownWatch, and you will find us and fill out an information slip. Philadelphia needs you. The impact on the quality of life, and help us to make sure that Philadelphia is a safer city. 215-686-1459. Thank you.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
We don't get any feedback. Okay. Welcome back to Between the Minutes on WNWR. Our guest is Lee Whitaker from Sugar House Casino. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. And I want to remind everyone that we are live, and you can call in and ask questions, 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, toll-free at 877-667-9697. So one of the other questions when I surveyed people was they said that your decor is boring. They said, it's boring.
Yeah, I think after, 4 years... of working to open a casino, people thought that it would be, a much bigger facility and maybe have some additional amenities. And we recognize that, it is a small place, but we're going to expand. And so it's going to get bigger and better and more beautiful and less boring over time. And we're working on that first phase of that plan now.
And you're going to be able to do that because you're making money.
Absolutely. That's right. We couldn't expand if we weren't making money.
Well, yeah, you could, but it wouldn't be a good idea.
It probably wouldn't be a good business idea, then, right?
So, now, the people that are local to you, right, mm-hmm. that live right in your area, I assume that they're a lot of your customers? Or do you have customers coming in from other parts of the city and the suburbs?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's pretty even. I mean, there's no one particular neighborhood that stands out. We have a lot of customers that come in from Philadelphia, but we also have a lot of customers that come in from South Jersey, right over the bridge, and also the surrounding counties around Philadelphia. So Delaware, Bucks County, Montgomery County folks as well. So no, Fishtown is not the only neighborhood that comes over to the casino.
Okay. If you were going to try to entice people specifically from the suburbs, what would you want to tell them? Because you're going to tell them right now.
I mean, I think that people should, they've got to give us a chance. You know, they've got to come, like we're convenient to get to. We've got great food. We've got great gaming, great gaming options. I was going to say opportunities. Great gaming options. And I would just say, hey, come over. It's a nice place. And every employee in Sugar House will make sure you have a good time.
Wow, okay. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. Check us out on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Okay, so we talked about the food. We talked about the gaming opportunities, the fact that you have table games, you have slot machines, you have – I assume you have the electronic card games, right?
Mm-hmm. We've got electronic blackjack.
Yeah, because that's what I play. I don't play one table. Video poker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you call it. I like the video poker. I don't like the tables. So,
well, we've got video poker just for you, Pete.
You mean there's
just for you?
You have a between the minutes video poker game?
We will by the time you get there.
Oh, hey, engineer! Do you hear that? They're going to have a between-the-minutes game at the casino. That's great. Everybody wins on that one, right?
Everybody's a winner at Sugar House.
Okay. We'll go with that. So what's the parking lot like?
We have all surface parking. So we've got surface parking, and we have valet as well. So all free. You can pull right up to the port if you don't want to park your car and walk in. They're pretty convenient to all of the doors. We've got a north side entrance that we call the self-park entrance, and also, the front main entrance, and there's a valley entrance as well. But, the parking lots surround the building and are pretty convenient to any door.
How safe is the parking?
Parking is very safe. We have on property Pennsylvania State Police in the building. We have the Philadelphia Police Department has a patrol in the parking lot as well as in the building on the floor. We also have our own core of security officers that I don't want to say roam, but roam the parking lot at all times.
Okay. Well, we have a caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Can I have your name?
Sure. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
What's your question?
Sure. I heard you talk about local small businesses that you guys use for your products and vendors. If I own a small business and I was looking, to get involved and become a preferred vendor for Sugar House, how would I go about doing that?
Oh, absolutely. What you need to do is send an email to procurement@sugarhousecasino.com and just explain in your email, what services you provide, where you're located, and what sort of business you're looking to do with Sugar House. We put everything out to bid. And we have started now having these quarterly bid meetings where we meet with vendors and we talk to them about our different, the different opportunities that are coming up and really give them an idea about how to do business with Sugar House. Our procurement director is a guy by the name of Joe Martin. He's very big into supplier diversity, and he goes above and beyond in sort of giving vendors in the city information about how to do business with Sugar House. And he makes it, he puts it in plain English so that it's not, a mystery. Everything, all the documents that we use, all the forms that he uses, all of his rules and regulations, he will actually email you and give you all that information ahead of time so that everybody's on an even playing field. So give an email to procurement@sugarhousecasino.com. Give us your name and information, your company name, what you want to do. If you have NASIS codes, that'd be great as well. And then someone from the procurement team will reach out to you directly, give you all that information I just mentioned, how to do business with Sugar House, all of the forms that we use, and we'll let you know. We'll put you basically in a database for when it's time to bid for those particular items. You will get a notification electronically from our procurement department. We'll get you set up.
Did that answer your question? Oh, I think we lost our caller. So what kind of things does a casino buy?
We buy everything. I mean, think about, we have two restaurants, so everything that a restaurant needs, you know, napkins, glasses, dishes, all the food supplies, you know, local foods. We need drinks. We need alcohol. Well, alcohol is a little different because you have to buy that from the liquor store in Pennsylvania. But, you know, certainly we buy beer that we can buy from, a distributor. We buy uniforms. We buy all kinds of promotional items that we give out, to our customers and our employees, too. We have lots of employee sort of things that we do for fun. T-shirts, pins, cups, other kinds of gifts. You name it, we buy it.
Well, gee, you didn't bring any here to show us. Where's our Sugar House T-shirts?
Excuse me, I have a quick question.
Oh, this is JJ, our engineer.
If we're going to do a Between the Minutes spin the win game at the casino, right, can you maybe use my photograph? on the wheel when it spins? I think that would be pretty cool.
I think that would be great.
Your T-shirt's in the mail, Pete, I promise.
Okay, no problem, no problem. And what happens if somebody wants to apply for a job?
All of our employment process is online. So they just need to go to our website, www.sugarhousecasino.com. There is a link on the top right-hand side of the page called Employment that takes you to all of the open positions that are available in the casino.
Okay. And what kind of jobs are there besides, you know, working the gaming tables and the restaurants and the bars? I mean, can people apply for, like, jobs in security or what is there?
Absolutely. We've got security. We have all of our what we call front of house operations, so all the people that provide direct customer service to our customers. So mm-hmm. That's security, it's valet, all of the food and beverage staff, the folks that work at the cashier station. The cashiers, people that work in the count room, that support the cage operations. We also have a whole back of house operations, the people that you never see. We've got an HR department. We've got, 1,000, soon to be 1,100 employees that we have to service, so that's what the HR department does. We have surveillance because we've got, about 700 cameras on property and somebody's got to watch all those cameras at all times.
Oh, we're going to come back to that.
We have... accounting, our finance department has accountants, couldn't get that out, and auditors.
Well, I would think accountants and casinos don't go together well, so,
That's right. So, and we also have a full marketing department, that works to do, get our customers in the door and do all of those other things.
Wow. Now, you mentioned video.
Yes.
You know all the rumors about video, that they're videotaping you in the bathroom, that they're videotaping you everywhere.
We don't videotape you in the bathroom.
Okay.
I can attest to that because that would be a violation of people's privacy. You expect to be private in the bathroom, and we respect that. But just about everywhere else you are in the casino, there's a camera.
So if somebody wants to mug a winner, they would go to the bathroom and mug them there?
Well, we have security in the bathroom, so that wouldn't be a good idea.
Oh, so that guy with the
so there's
the
no video. So I can't see you on video in the bathroom, but we do have a very robust security patrol in the casino, and so I suggest you.
Is
not
that
do
why
that.
The third stall is always closed, or or is there? The guy that hands you the towels is actually
that's right.
A black
the man that's
belt.
Giving you the nice right. The guy that's giving you the mints and the towels in the bathroom. You want to stay away from that guy.
Oh my. No, he's going to come find you and talk to you about this afterwards. You know that.
I know. I'm totally in trouble.
Hey, I'm a nice
secrets,
guy.
Right?
I'm really a nice guy. I haven't killed anybody in at least a month.
That's right.
Okay. So all these videos and everything, it's a casino. I got some really strange stories of casinos. What's the strangest thing that you've seen so far, knowing that you haven't been open very often, very much?
The strangest things I've seen are the outfits that people wear. There was one night we had a group come in. I guess they had been to some kind of event prior to, and there was a woman with like a bra top and like a purple tutu. But usually that kind of stuff. Just people that are dressed really oddly. Recently we saw a guy in there. He had on like a white linen suit, and the pants were a little bit too short, and the jacket was a little bit too tight, and it was just a little like... Yeah, white linen suit in January. Good job, sir.
Hey, listen. So the guy with the white linen suit, you can call in right now and tell us all about it. 610-667-9697.
Tell us where you came from in that suit.
Or toll-free in New Jersey at 877-667-9697. You're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Our guest is Lee Whitaker from Sugar House Casino. All right. That's great. What else have you seen?
Really just the outfits. I mean, nothing too off the wall. Just people that just look, you know, like, really? Pajama pants are really popular too. We don't necessarily support. I don't support grown-ups being in pajamas out in public. That's my personal. We don't have a rule against it at Sugar House. It's just my personal feeling that you should not wear pajama pants in public. And so, but yeah, just really yeah, some strange outfits I've seen.
I've seen people actually show up to work in pajamas.
Oh,
and when I said to them, I said, "Why are you wearing pajamas to work?" They said, "Well, these aren't pajamas." I said, "Listen, if they're not pajamas, why do they have matching graminals on?"
Right.
So it's
regular pants don't come with pink bunnies on them.
Yeah. Well, this guy thought it did. We're going to break in a second, and then I'm going to tell you a quick story of something that happened to me in Las Vegas, and then you can relate that to what happens in Sugar House, okay? You're listening to Between the Minutes on 1540 AM, bringing you politicians, businessmen, and professionals. You can friend us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/BTMR Radio. Sorry, that's BTM Radio. We'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of Town Watch Integrated Services, and Philadelphia needs you. We would like you to join the Town Watch group or start a Town Watch group in your community. To get in touch with me, you can reach me at 215-686-1459, or you can go to our website, www.townwatch.net, or you can go to philadelphia.gov, the Philadelphia website, and put in Town Watch, and you will find us and fill out an information slip. Philadelphia needs you. The impact on the quality of life, and help us to make sure that Philadelphia is a safer city. 215-686-1459. Thank you.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes. Our guest is Lee Whitaker of Sugar House Casinos, and I'm about to relate a story of something that actually happened to me in Las Vegas. So I was at one of the major casinos there, and I ran out of shaving cream or something. I don't know. I went down to the gift shop where they had all that stuff, and I'm standing there, and there's this drop-dead gorgeous raven-haired woman, long hair, beautiful, absolutely beautiful, wearing her panties and a bra, complaining to this rather matronly-looking saleswoman that all these men were staring at her. And the woman said to her, she said, "Well, you are rather beautiful, and you are walking around in panties and a bra." And the woman said, "But I thought what happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas," at which point the saleswoman said, "You're still in Vegas."
I love it.
Really happened to me. This is not a joke. It really happened. So... anything like that happening down at Sugar House?
What happens at Sugar House stays at Sugar House.
Oh, my.
You just have to come down and check it out for yourself, Pete.
Check it out for
but
myself.
But you can't relay the story after you... That's what happens at Sugar House stays at Sugar House means. You can't tell the story afterward.
Well, I didn't know her name, so I can't... And she's... And I think she said something about living in California.
Oh, okay,
so,
good.
You know,
all right, you're,
we
you're
are 50,000 watts, but we don't make it to California except on the internet. Which means, by the way, you can listen to us on the internet at www.betweentheminutes.com. Hit listen live, or you can hear any of the older shows by hitting the shows button. Okay, let's get back. So, do you have like your own Sugar House casino deck of cards and dice and everything like they do at a lot of the casinos?
We do, yes. We don't sell them just yet, but we will in the next expansion of the building.
So when I see them on eBay, they're stolen?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But they've got a big hole in them, you know, because we destroy our – under the regs in Pennsylvania, you have to destroy cards and dice after a certain time, and so we've got a whole – card and dice destruction operation. They're really popular, though, which I didn't realize. And so we do plan to – we'll sell them. You know, we'll punch a hole in them so that you know you can't use them. And we'll sell them in the gift shop going forward.
Now, what's the job of being a card destroyer called?
It's just it's not its own job. It involves table game supervision and security.
Would you have somebody there with a hole punch punching a hole in every single card?
There's a big machine, and you sort of stick them in, and it destroys them. It's like a shredder right now.
Oh.
But we would have to get the attachment that puts the hole in them if we were going to box them up and
what about the dice?
Dice, no. I guess we could put holes in those. I have to look into that.
Actually, I have a pair of dice from Las Vegas that somebody drilled a hole right through
mm-hmm.
them. You know, and
We don't have the capacity at this point to do it, and we also because we don't have a gift shop, we don't have a place to sell those. But I get a lot of requests. You'd be surprised. I get a lot of requests from people who want you know an old deck of cards from us that are logoed and branded you know from our casino.
What about what do you guys do? Do you use chips or do you use these electronic cards or you know people use money? What do they do?
We have chips. We do have a reward system so that we do have an individual card, like a loyalty card that every other casino has that you can use, that you can put in a slot machine and it helps you to build rewards and to get gifts and those kind of things. But at the tables, you can use your card there, but it's no, you know, it's done manually. So we use.
Well, you don't have a hotel.
Right.
You don't have any shows, so what do you get with your rewards program?
Well, I told you before that we've got the whole city of Philadelphia, so we still have the ability to send our players to hotels, to send them to restaurants in the city, to you know, they can get gifts, all kinds of great stuff that
we give
away.
So you can actually select stuff outside the casino as what you've earned.
Absolutely.
So it's sort
and
of
we've
like,
done it.
It's sort of like the American Express points, you know.
Absolutely.
You don't have to spend them on American Express
right.
products. You can use
Absolutely.
Them wherever.
Absolutely. You build points at our place, and we will, you know, you'll get rewarded like you would another place. We just in our case, you know, at the Borgata, you go to the Water Club. You know, at our place, you may go to the Hyatt down the street or the Four Seasons in Center City or some other place.
You know, I think that's a lot better than, you know, hey, $5 off at the all-you-can-eat buffet. Well, I can't eat that much anyway. So,
Well, and that's what I've been trying to tell you, Pete. We got the whole city of Philadelphia. I mean, what better amenity than the whole city of Philadelphia?
But I thought what happened at Sugar House stayed at Sugar House. You got to expand it. What happens in Philadelphia stays in Philadelphia,
right.
Except for the immediate suburbs.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, geez. So, do you get people from Delaware coming in?
Oh, absolutely. We have folks that come from upstate New York, Maryland, Delaware. We have people that come as far as Virginia to Sugar House. I think that those are folks that are probably here. Either they lived here before or they have family here, so they're visiting. We get folks from Delaware, though, pretty regularly. I mean, you know, again, Philadelphia, the surrounding counties, and, you know, right in within – if you're within about a 30-minute drive.
And South Jersey.
And South Jersey, right. And South Jersey right over the bridge.
Wow.
Yep.
Is there anything uniquely Philadelphian about – playing at your place?
Uniquely Philadelphian. Well, the Chips have, you know, some of our Philadelphia landmarks on them, like the Love Statue and the clothespin that's down the Ben Franklin Bridge. That's unique.
Well, yeah, that's pretty nice. Interesting question for you about the Chips. A lot of casinos make money because people get the Chips and then they keep them as a keepsake. So you may have, you know, $4 or $5 chips, but that money is yours now because they're never going to spend them. Does that happen with you too?
Absolutely. I mean, we had a series of commemorative chips when we first came out. One came out every month that we sold, and I've got a stack of them myself. So that absolutely does happen.
You know, Lee, the casino's one-year anniversary is coming up in September.
Yes.
Okay. So without giving away any secrets or anything – do you have any big plans for your one-year birthday party?
Well, I can't tell you because it's a secret.
Well, how about the non-secret parts?
Yes, we have plans.
Can you tell us? Is there going to be cake?
There will probably be cake.
And how about candles?
And even some candles.
And
one. For our anniversary.
Well, it's 1 year old. I guess it's going to be one candle. Is anyone going to sing happy birthday?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
No. In all honesty, we are working out now what our plan is for our anniversary, and we do plan to have, you know, a big event. You know, it'll be a big event both for the public, the general public, and also we'll do something special for our players.
All right. You've been a wonderful guest. I want to thank you. Come back, but you have to wear the horseshoe again.
And bring gifts.
I
got it.
For our listeners, too.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. We'll be back next week with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The preceding program was brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Man, this sweet tea from McDonald's is the real deal. We got to put folks onto this.
I'm going to post it on Twitter.
You going to send a sweet tea tweet?
I'm going to send a Mickey D's sweet tea a straight up legit tweet.
Man, I'm going to retweet that sweet tea tweet all up and down the street.
Okay, now you just tripping.
Spread that sweet tea love to your social network. Right now, get 32 ice-cold ounces of refreshing sweet tea for just $1 at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. 32 ounces refers to average contents filled.